Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
You want to holler, go away. I need more peace and hope and love. Where do I find it in this crazy old world?
I need strategies, strategies for every radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for every radio. Every time I listen, Lauren and David share strategies for living, and it makes me aware. I got strategies for living radio.
Oh, we need them. Yeah, we need those strategies, don't we? Those strategies for living.
Boy, could we use them.
Yeah. Some days more than others. Are you ready, folks? Are you ready for your daily dose of radio rehab? Well,
I think they're ready.
Yeah. Welcome into Strategies for a Living. I'm Dr. David McMillan. She is psychotherapist, PLPC Lauren Leon McMillan, trying to make her way through the world today.
Mm-hmm. Are we all?
You know, you look around, and isn't the world a lovely place for our mental health today?
It is if you work to cultivate that and you find ways from perhaps around the world to help you do that.
There you go. I think you're onto something. Yeah? I think you are onto something, and it's something that we're going to talk about today because, I mean, we talk a lot here on Strategies about the challenges that we all face living in the world today. Mm-hmm. And, of course, we turn to our traditional medicines. And for a lot of people, they're not the answer.
Right.
But here's the deal. Did you know that for 2,000 years, traditional Chinese medicine has been effectively treating anxiety, depression, mm-hmm. insomnia, and I could go on, other conditions too, using herbal medicine and other healing modalities.
Yeah.
And we have the author today of Chinese Medicine for the Mind. She is Nina Chang. She's, she's written a beautiful book that we're going to talk about.
I love it, yes.
And we are going to find out how TCM, traditional Chinese medicine, has so much to offer us today. Mm. As
it has for over 2,000 years.
Yeah,
right?
I was about to say as an alternative, but I think
this was the original.
I think we're talking about the original today, yeah. And everything else is the alternative.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we're going to discuss all of that and more with our life strategist, Nina Chang, today here on Strategies for Living. Folks, thank you for being with us. And we appreciate our sponsors making it all possible. The Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners and Pintail Roofing and Learning RX and the Balanced Life Wellness Center and Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather, Alligator Italian Sausage, and some pretty good muffies, too. Back in a moment with Nina Chang, author of Chinese Medicine for the Mind. That's today here on Strategies. Welcome into Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan. Let's welcome into the program now Nina Chang. She is the founder of the Eastern Philosophy, a traditional Chinese medicine online apothecary with one of the largest accounts on social media in Asian medicine. Got over 150 million video views, probably more by now. Also serves as an officer of the International Association for the Study of Traditional Asian Medicine, the foremost community of scholars and practitioners who are devoted to understanding the history and contemporary practice of Asian medicines. She's the publisher of the journal Asian Medicine, and she's got a book out. We're talking about it today. It's Chinese Medicine for the Mind, a science-backed guide to improving mental health with TCM, traditional Chinese medicine. Nina Chang, welcome to Strategies for Living.
Yes, welcome.
Thank you so much, David and Lauren. Happy to be here.
We have so much to talk about today, Nina. So, you know, we'll ask people to buckle their seat belts, and here we go. So, traditional Chinese medicine, how does that approach, how does the traditional Chinese medicine approach to mental health, how is it different from the Western medicine approach?
Yeah, well, I think you can answer that in a few different ways, but I think the most important, in my opinion, is that it takes a really holistic, whole body view of health. So whereas in Western medicine, we tend to think of the body and the mind as separate entities.
Right.
And, you know, if you're suffering from mental health conditions, you're pretty much just telling the doctor, for example, you know, all of your psychological issues. But there's not really any connecting between those and physical symptoms that you might experience. Mm-hmm. But Chinese medicine takes a very different approach in that everything is considered to be connected. Mm-hmm. So, you know, for example, if you have anxiety, you might also experience digestive issues. You know, some people, they have a panic attack and they immediately have to use the bathroom, for example. Mm-hmm. So there are definitely connections between the two. And Chinese medicine really focuses on treating both at the same time. So they're not distinct in any way.
I was just going to say, because it's important, I think, for us to understand that TCM, traditional Chinese medicine, it's actually the oldest continually used system of medicine in the world. It's over 5,000 years, if I've got that correct.
Yes, that's right. And there are many different traditional medical systems out there, you know, Ayurveda or like Arabic medicine. Mm-hmm. But in traditional Chinese medicine, it's the most extensively documented and cataloged. So we have the most extensive textual records in Chinese medicine.
Now, you were born in China, but you were raised in the United States and Europe, right?
That's right. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I left China when I was four. But I still go back often. I've been back already twice this year.
Mm. What was your calling? How did you begin to bring this TCM, traditional Chinese medicine? How did it start for you to bring it here to the Western world?
Yeah, I mean, I pretty much was born using it. I mean, my mom even has a funny story of when I was an infant and I had some crazy fever that doctors couldn't figure out in the hospitals. And she ended up going through, you know, a Chinese medicine, like encyclopedia book about herbs to try and figure out the best herb to treat me.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, turns out I had like German measles or something like that. Mm-hmm. And, the only thing that brought my fever down was an herb that she bought on the side of the street. So I guess I've got a long history of using Chinese medicine successfully. But I just always had a lot of, you know, like minor but chronic health issues from childhood, you know, like sinus congestion or, you know, certain injuries. And there weren't really good Western medical treatments. I remember going to the doctor like, you know, 5 or 6 times to get different allergy tests as a child, trying to figure out why I had, you know, like chronic congestion, for example.
Right.
And they just never had a good answer. And, you know, the only treatment that they gave me was a steroid nose spray, nasal spray.
Right.
And, you know, I tried Chinese medicine a few times before I turned, you know, like 12 probably. And all the treatments were very, very successful and effective, and they worked almost immediately. And like, you know, I didn't experience any negative side effects. So I think it was just from, you know, constant use as a kid that it's never really failed me.
Right.
And when I got to college, I really wanted to, I mean, I basically decided at that point that eventually I wanted to do something to bring Chinese medicine to the U.S. I just didn't really feel like there was enough interest, really.
Right.
But I think that's definitely changed in the past few years. There's a lot more people interested in herbal medicine and natural health.
Yeah, what do you think that's about? What do you think that's about, Nina?
There's definitely been a shift.
Yeah, there's definitely been this huge surge of interest in traditional Chinese medicine. Why do you think that? Why do you think that's happened?
Well, globally, there's, you know, been a few bigger changes, I guess, or I guess like landmark events, you could say. There was the first Nobel Prize awarded for any form of traditional medicine to a researcher who used a traditional Chinese medicine herb to treat malaria. And then the WHO, you know, endorsed Chinese medicine. But I think for Americans, it's more that, you know, constantly we're bombarded with new studies, you know, one day after the next. Basically, we might think something is healthy, and then, you know, 2 weeks later, we find out that it's unhealthy due to a new study.
Right.
And there's just this constant feeling of like, here today, gone tomorrow for like so many of the newer medical treatments that are coming out.
Right.
You know, now there's a lot of evidence showing, for example, that over-the-counter painkillers are really damaging to our gut health.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that could potentially be a link to increasing mental health conditions, for example, because we know that brain health and gut health are so interrelated. So, you know, it's things like that where, you know, we think we're in the clear.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously, your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
A lot of the everyday products. Yeah, so I think people are really open to exploring other options. And Chinese medicine is, you know, it's widely adopted in the U.S. Everyone has heard of acupuncture pretty much.
Right. Yes.
And Chinese medicine herbs are kind of the logical next step in terms of, you know, people just exploring things on their own and looking into other alternatives.
Right. Yeah, a lot of us have heard of acupuncture and herbs, but not a lot of us have realized the mental and emotional dimensions of Chinese medicine.
That's right. I completely agree with that. It's definitely underexplored.
Yeah. Can you give us a basic framework for that?
Yeah. Well, like I said in the beginning, it is a little bit different because Chinese medicine doesn't explicitly, you know, separate things into physical versus mental.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously there are some conditions or some patterns that are or have more of a mental element, but everything also has physical symptoms. So if you're trying to diagnose someone with, you know, a certain condition to help treat a mental illness, for example, you'll also be looking at the physical symptoms. So if you have insomnia, which I do, you might ask someone, you know, do you also feel of like heatiness when you're going to bed? Do you feel hot? Or are you, you know, falling asleep easily, but then waking up really easily in the middle of the night?
Right.
So, you know, these are kind of considered both mental as well as physical symptoms.
Right.
So we can get into that a little bit more later on. But yeah, basically, it's really not distinct. And I think that's probably one of the aspects that I find most, you know, beneficial about Chinese medicine is that you're not just putting a blanket over, you know, like giving it a blanket solution. You're really getting to the core of the problem.
You're getting to the core.
Right. And you're recognizing the interconnectedness of the whole being.
Yeah. Right. That's right. Yeah.
Your videos too, Nina, have gone viral on social media.
Yes.
Yeah. how can people find some of those videos? Where will they go to find your viral videos?
Well, for those who are on TikTok, I have a TikTok account called The Eastern Philosophy. And for those on Instagram, it's just Eastern Philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I started posting in 2019. And then during, you know, the lockdown period, it just kind of really went out of control. I think everyone was glued to their phones at home and, you know, a lot more interested in health and staying healthy.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that actually really helped.
Absolutely.
My business, because, you know, suddenly people had a lot of free time and they were interested in learning more about natural wellness. That's kind of when it happened.
The book is called Chinese Medicine for the Mind. And you can, of course, get it on Amazon. You can also go to theeasternphilosophy.com. But check out Nina Cheng and all that she is offering and teaching through TCM, Traditional Chinese Medicine. We've got a lot more to learn. When we come back, you know, I want to look at the mind-body thing a little bit and dive into that. Nina Cheng, our life strategist today. We are learning a lot here on Strategies for Living. Stay with us. Much more to come. You're going to see the difference. When you go to Azalea Cleaners, you'll hear about it too. Azalea Cleaners has been fine dry cleaning since 1958, plus laundry, alterations, and repairs.
comforters, wedding gown cleaning and restoration. You'll hear about it from your friends because they'll see it too. They'll notice the Azalea difference. Azalea is convenient. 732 Azalea Drive, 9220 Ellerby Road, and 9227 Mansfield Road. Plus, the front door of your home or business with Azalea's delivery on demand. Just text SETUP to 249-8283, and Azalea will pick up your clothes and deliver them back clean and fresh to you. You can't get closer than that. That's the Azalea difference. You'll notice it right away. Others will too. The Azalea difference. Fine dry cleaning since 1958. Text SETUP to 249-8283 and get the Azalea difference. AzaleaCleaners.com.
Hi, this is Jay Merle for Pintail Roofing. Let's talk about quality. When you hire Pintail to build your roof, here's what you can expect. Quality and quality control are the most important concerns for us at Pintail, and you need to know that Pintail stands tall with swift and professional performance on any warranty call. This is our most important policy. And remember, we're your neighbors. We'll be here for you for the long haul. Our family's lived here for over 100 years, and we aren't going anywhere. On the commercial side of Pintail's business, our fluid-applied roofing solutions can save thousands of dollars over conventional commercial roofing options. Call Pintail at 226-ROOF for a free inspection of your home or commercial building. That's 226-7663. Pintail Roofing. What's the condition of your roof?
Facing the same old problems day to day. Makes you wanna holler, get away. Looking for the road that'll get me there. Looking for hope and peace to spare. Looking for strategies. Strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab, strategies for living radio.
Oh, we got them.
Strategies.
Yeah, we got those strategies. Hey, welcome back into Strategies for a Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan. We have a fantastic life strategist today. She is the founder of the Eastern Philosophy. She's Nina Chang. She's the author of Chinese Medicine for the Mind. This is a beautiful book.
I love it.
And I'll hold it up here to the radio so everybody can see it. Mm-hmm. it includes over 35 herbal formulas for depression, anxiety, ADHD, and there's a lot more in there. You can hook up further with Nina at theeasternphilosophy.com, and I hope you will certainly do that. I want to talk a little bit about the relationship between, how does Chinese medicine look at the relationship between body and mind? Because you were touching on this in the first segment. Kind of Western medicine kind of separates out, mm-hmm. right, into components, into separate parts.
Which is very true for our culture, right? We're very individualistic.
Yeah, yeah. But what's the Chinese medicine view of the relationship between mind and body, Nina?
Yeah, I mean, they're really just inseparable. And, you know, the way that you would get diagnosed, for example, if you go to a Chinese medicine practitioner with, you know, what we would consider a strictly mental condition. Let's say you're experiencing depression, mm-hmm. and you go to a practitioner, and you might expect, you know, the way that you would be diagnosed in the Western sense, you might expect a similar experience where they're just asking you some questions, but that's definitely not the case. It's much more hands-on, for example. Mm-hmm. They're going to be feeling your pulse, which is a diagnostic method called pulse diagnosis.
Right.
And then they're going to be looking at your tongue, which can indicate, you know, if you're maybe more prone to heatiness or more prone to cold, for example.
Right.
And then, you know, they'll ask you a series of questions. But Yeah, they're asking you questions that are basically, you know, taking your medical history, but also your body's constitution. They're trying to figure out your kind of natural inclination. Mm-hmm. But to figure that out, they're asking you, you know, both physical and mental issues.
Right.
So, you know, I've always suffered from insomnia from a young age. I was the only person in my, you know, kindergarten class who couldn't fall asleep during nap time. Uh-huh. But pretty much I've never been able to fall asleep. But, you know, if I go to a TTM doctor, he's not just asking, oh, you know, what are you experiencing? You know, why do you feel like you can't fall asleep, or just prescribing a sedative, for example.
Right.
He's going to be pretty much asking, you know, do you feel like energetic at night? Do you feel more heat? Are you tossing and turning? You know, do you have any like digestive issues? Because sometimes, you know, one common pattern in Chinese medicine is that your digestive issues can actually be the link to why you're not sleeping well.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, it might be more of a mental situation where you're chronically overthinking. I think this is my issue.
Right.
And that's leading to, you know, an inability of the body to relax, essentially.
Mm.
But these are all kind of, you know, intertwined, as you can see. Nothing is purely psychological or, you know, mental, and nothing is purely bodily.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so this book, I mean, it does focus mostly on mental conditions, but through each mental condition, we are describing the physical symptoms that you're experiencing
right.
as well. And that's they're, kind
the,
of the
mind body.
Yeah, they're yeah. interconnected. You
exactly.
really can't separate them.
Mm-hmm. One of
yeah,
my,
you really can't.
One of my favorite concepts that you bring up, Nina, is that, you know, in here in Western culture, we often associate the mind and mental health with the brain, but you describe mm-hmm. the heart as the seat of the mind. Can you talk
right.
a little bit about
yeah.
that, and how might that change the way we care for ourselves emotionally if we were to view it that way instead?
Yeah, so I mean, this is a bit of a different way of looking at the body, but essentially, you know, in Chinese medicine, they're looking at different organ systems.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a little bit confusing, but each organ system organ, so if we're talking about the heart or the lungs or the liver, for example, they're not necessarily one-to-one talking about the organ in the Western sense.
Yeah.
But they are kind of related. So it is a little confusing, but essentially the heart is it's the organ that is connected to the emotion of joy
mm-hmm.
and also the movement of relaxing or loosening. And then, you know, on the other hand, liver is connected to anger
mm-hmm.
and the movement would be rising. So you can kind of see how, you know, when you get angry, immediately you feel, you know, like this heat may be rising within you.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of the heart, when you feel joy, you feel, you know, more relaxed, you're laughing, you're loosening up. So they all have sort of corresponding movements as well as emotions. But yeah, the heart is really central to both life and emotion in Chinese medicine. And basically all
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.
Emotion is considered to be ultimately going back to the heart.
Mm-hmm.
I think the main focus is not so much that, you know, the heart is the most important organ, for example.
Right.
But that all organs really are, they play a vital role in our emotional health and our overall well-being. So, you know, you can't really separate just one
right.
organ.
Yeah.
Right.
But all the organs, yeah, need to be healthy and well-functioning. And, you know, contrary to the Western model of essentially having a chronic diagnosis, like, oh, you have depression, or oh, you have anxiety. The Chinese model really is about finding which organs you have imbalances in. Mm. So those are considered temporary issues, like, oh, you have this, you know, one thing that you might hear in the book, or you might read in the book, is like spleen qi deficiency, mm-hmm. which is quite common, and that can lead to insomnia and anxiety. But you know, the term you hear is deficiency, or, you know, like excess, for example, the opposite of that.
Right.
It's not a chronic diagnosis, and it's not stigmatizing. So it's something that you're essentially working to balance again.
Yeah.
So I think that's also, you know, one of your first questions. That's also one of the biggest differences between traditional Chinese medicine and Western medicine, is that there are no like stigmatized chronic diagnoses in Chinese mm-hmm. medicine. Everything is about finding the balance back to your optimum state of health, optimal state of health.
That sounds to me like a massive advantage. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, that, you know.
Right. Yeah. I mean, yeah. What that message says is I'm not broken and I don't need to be fixed, but rather
I'm just
out of balance and I need to regain homeostasis.
That's right. That's right. That's right. And, you know, you hear about a lot of people not complying with Western doctors, for example.
Yeah.
And one of the main reasons is that they don't want to accept these stigmatized diagnoses.
Yeah.
So, you know, in order to start taking antidepressants, you have to accept that you have a diagnosis of depression, for example.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think many people want to accept that. You know, in our culture, there's still a lot of negative connotations towards mental illness,
mm-hmm.
Even though it's extremely prevalent. So, you know, in Chinese, you'll never hear that, basically. So everything is, you know, as I mentioned, it's more holistic. But if you have a diagnosis that would essentially include your depression, it's not something that's specific to your depression. It's also about your digestion or your what else, like your limbs, or the way that you feel, like, you know,
right.
your breath,
yeah,
right,
everything. So,
right.
Yeah. How does lifestyle, things like food, rest, movement, and breath, that's kind of what made me think about it, and how do those mm-hmm. things fit into emotional balance in Chinese medicine?
Yeah, I think it's hugely important. Lifestyle is probably the number one contributor to poor health, or, you know, it's the other way of looking at it, is that through lifestyle, you can guarantee that you'll have, or basically guarantee that you'll have a healthy life. Diet is really important, for example, in Chinese medicine, and it's not seen as anything separate from medicine itself. So you constantly hear these refrains, you know, like food is medicine and food and medicine have the same origin, you know, because the character for food and medicine have like part of the character is the same in Chinese. But yeah, there's also a really famous quote in the oldest text going back, you know, over 2000 years in Chinese medicine, which is that the mediocre doctor treats disease and the top doctor prevents any illness.
Mm.
So basically,
that sounds,
you know,
like health care versus sick care.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. So the main focus actually in traditional Chinese medicine is not really on treating illness, it's on preventing anything from happening and just staying healthy.
Mm.
So it's really a culture that's obsessed with wellness. I mean, you know, there's this really interesting tradition of Taoists, basically these people who are seeking immortality.
Mm-hmm.
They were kind of the original biohackers, but they published thousands of books and their whole lives were just dedicated to finding out how they can improve their lifespan. And, you know, in the West, we might have this idea of anti-aging, but in the Chinese tradition, it's all about longevity.
Mm.
We are learning so much today from Nina Cheng, the author of Chinese Medicine for the Mind, which you can find at theeasternphilosophy.com, or you can get it on Amazon. Nina, when we come back, can we go into some examples of different treatments or modalities for mental health in Chinese medicine? Can we do that?
Yes, we can.
Chinese Medicine for the Mind. We're talking about it today with Nina Cheng here on Strategies for Living. Lots more to learn. Stay with us.
From the bayou to your table, we're keeping it alive with flavors from the family passed down to survive. The Godfather's here. With a twist in the tail, alligator, Italian sausage, and it sure won't fail. It's the boss of the bayou, a taste you can't refuse. Italian tradition, Cajun infused. Godfather sausage, bold and true. The Padres bringing the bayou to you.
Get the Godfather Alligator Italian Sausage only at Fertitta's Delicatessen, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport. Pick up a Muffy while you're there. The Godfather Alligator Italian Sausage. It's a taste you can't refuse. Sold only at Fertitta's, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport. Dealing with stress, pain, feel like you're running out of options? When your life is balanced, wellness is a given. True wellness is holistic. It's about the mind, the body, and the spirit, all in balance. Now, there's a place right here in Shreveport that's all about helping us achieve peak mental, emotional, and physical health. The Balanced Life, 117 Kings Highway, right next door to Strawn's. Come see and feel the difference getting your life in balance can be. Many of your friends and neighbors have already learned the difference less stress and pain mean in their lives. You can book a discovery session right now online, thebalancedlife.us. All you've got to lose is stress, pain, or maybe both. Come see and feel for yourself the real difference balanced wellness makes. The Balanced Life Wellness Center, 117 Kings Highway in Shreveport, next door to Strawn's, thebalancedlife.us.
Facing the same old problems day to day makes you want to holler, get away. Looking for the road that'll get me there. Looking for hope and peace to spare. Looking for strategies. Strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab strategies.
And yeah, here we are. Strategies for Living. Welcome back. Welcome back in. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan. Our wonderful life strategist today is Nina Cheng. She is the author of Chinese Medicine for the Mind, a science-backed guide to improving mental health with traditional Chinese medicine. And this thing is wonderful. It's packed. It includes over 35 herbal formulas for depression, for anxiety, for ADHD, and a lot more. TheEasternPhilosophy.com is Nina's website, so you can go there. And
I'm told if you order the book through there, you get a bonus.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Yeah, we all like bonuses, don't we? Of course, you can also find the book on Amazon and the other places you buy books. But yeah, check out TheEasternPhilosophy.com. Nina, what would be some examples of different treatments or modalities for mental health in Chinese medicine?
Yeah, there are many, and we cover a lot of them in the book. So I think the most obvious one would be herbal medicine.
Right.
Essentially what we call herbal formulas in Chinese medicine. It's almost never a single herb It's almost always a compound formula. So,
it's a blending.
You know, sometimes it's a blend. Yeah. So sometimes it's, you know, 8 herbs, 10 herbs. Sometimes it could be 30 herbs in a formula.
Okay.
But yeah, they're always compounded because essentially a tenet of traditional Chinese medicine is that it shouldn't have any side effects when you're taking these herbal medicines. So each formula essentially aims to resolve any potential complications within the formula. So every herb that has a negative side effect, there's usually an herb that'll go against it to kind of mitigate those side effects.
Okay.
So that's, you know, one of the beautiful aspects about taking herbal medicine, traditional Chinese herbal medicine. And this is kind of my specialty, I guess. I have an online shop that specializes in herbal medicine.
Right.
But I think it's not really well understood in the U.S. because, you know, as I mentioned, acupuncture is pretty popular in the U.S. But,
right.
You know, even amongst licensed practitioners, licensed acupuncturists, very few of them actually receive herbal medicine training in our American acupuncture schools. So it's really only about 5% of licensed acupuncturists who actually have received herbal medicine training.
Mm.
So, you know, oftentimes we're doing, you know, educational content and videos, and I have, you know, even licensed practitioners who are asking me for advice or for the best formula for, you know, XYZ condition.
Right.
But yeah, in China, it's the opposite. There's way more herbal medicine doctors, and it's considered the more effective remedy. And actually, there's a lot of really high quality clinical studies on traditional Chinese herbal medicine throughout Asia, not just in China, but, you know, many, many countries in Asia. So, you know, I think that's a thing that we don't really understand in the U.S.
Right.
But rest assured, and you'll see in my book as well, many of these herbal medicines actually have performed really well in high quality studies. And some of them have even outperformed Western medicines.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah. So, you know, there's one formula that is very popular for insomnia, for example, that outperformed lorazepam or, you know, Ativan.
Right.
So when people hear that, you know, they think they want to try it, but I always have to tell them it's not going to be quite the same thing. You're not going to, you know, experience that like really intense feeling that you might experience through Western medication.
Right.
But
in the long run, it will be, it's more effective.
You know, potentially. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
And again, you can people can find out more about your apothecary and your products all at theeasternphilosophy.com, right?
That's right. That's right. And, you know, we do stock a lot of products here, but not everything has to be something that you need to buy. So, you know, the other therapeutic modalities that we cover in the book, a lot of them are just practices you can do at home for free. So acupressure is something that we really focus on.
Mm-hmm.
So that's mm-hmm. essentially basically a form of self-massage.
Right.
But you're really just, you know, hitting very specific points on the body. And we have an acupressure recommendation for all of these, you know, individual mental health conditions.
Right.
We have the acupoints and, you know, where you should be massaging them and little diagrams. And then there's also a few other therapeutic modalities that we cover. So
you even have five element music therapy, right?
Yeah. That one is, I think, one of my favorites.
Mm.
Because it's easy. Anyone can do it. Even, you know, pregnant women, for example, who might not be able to take certain herbal medications, or, you know, it's very popular with oncology patients. So, you know, people with cancer who might not be able to tolerate medication. So this is essentially just listening to music like 20 minutes at a time. You don't have to sing, you don't have to play anything. And it has performed really, really well in clinical studies for a range of conditions, you know,
that's
anxiety,
exciting.
Depression, insomnia.
What about ADHD? And, what about attention deficit? are there herbal medications for ADHD?
Yes. Yes, there are actually, and this is another chapter in the book, and something that I've also had some experience with myself. But, you know, I think very few people realize that amphetamine, such as, you know, Adderall, the active ingredient of Adderall, that was actually derived from a Chinese medicine herb called Ma Huang or ephedra.
Really?
So, you know, some of these medications that we're very familiar with actually have origins in traditional Chinese medicine. But that herb is not really used for ADHD in Chinese medicine. That's used more for like asthma or, you know, symptoms with lung issues, essentially. Right. But there's so many formulas for ADHD in Chinese medicine, and they're not really well known. I've never really heard of these as options when I was in school for kids who had ADHD.
So it opens up a whole new avenue for people to go down and explore.
A new old avenue.
Yeah.
And you can start that path at theeasternphilosophy.com, and I hope you'll do that. I also hope you'll get a copy of this book, Chinese Medicine for the Mind. Nina, the only complaint I've got is that we need about 5 or 6 more hours in the program here to cover what's in this book. So you're going to have to promise to come back and join us again.
All right. Block off your weekend.
All right. Get the book and go to the website, theeasternphilosophy.com. Nina Chang, our life strategist. Today here on Strategies for Living. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hey, let's talk about the Robinson Film Center. You know, I say it a lot. There's no place like the Robinson.
Absolutely, there is not.
617 Texas Street, downtown Shreveport. You've got so much. You've got the movies. You got Abby Singer's Bistro on the second floor of RFC, open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Saturday.
Newly remodeled.
Absolutely. Great menu. RobinsonFilmCenter.org is the way you check it all out. You can go to RobinsonFilmCenter.org at any time and find out what movies are showing. Here's the deal. You want to join the crowd, join the fun, become a member. When you become a member, you become a star. Mm-hmm. You get discounts on movies, you get concession upgrades, you get bistro deals. RFC, 617 Texas Street in downtown Shreveport. I'll say it again. There's no place like the Robinson.
There is not, and I'm glad we have one right here.
Absolutely. The Robinson Film Center. .org.
Reading begins not in the classroom, but in your child's brain. I'm Dawn Issa Walker with LearningRx Shreveport. If your child struggles to read, maybe he or she has trouble focusing or comprehending, LearningRx Shreveport offers a science solution to reading problems, working one-on-one with your child, targeting his or her reading skills. Today, call LearningRx Shreveport. Make an appointment to have your child assessed. I know you want to help your child. So does LearningRx Shreveport.
And welcome back into Strategies for Living Radio. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan, with Nina Chang, our life strategist. Hey, check this out, theeasternphilosophy.com, and check out this book, Chinese Medicine for the Mind. And you can find it at theeasternphilosophy.com. You can also find it on Amazon. We need a lot more time, Nina, but in the time that we have, the little bit of time we have left, what do you want to leave people with from our conversation today?
I think probably the biggest takeaway is that if you feel like Western medicine hasn't been successful for you, especially in the realm of mental health, then there are still options that you can explore. And I personally think that Chinese herbal medicine is a great option because, you know, for the various reasons that we've already covered, but also because it's highly accessible.
Right.
You know, you don't need to be spending a ton of money for doctor's appointments or waiting months on end, for example. You can, of course, go to a Chinese medicine doctor, but those appointments are definitely not as expensive as you know, Western medicine doctors. But if you want to take your health into your own hands and try some herbal remedies yourself first. That's definitely an option, and it's not expensive. You know, most of these medications are around, let's say, $10 for a bottle.
Affordable.
Or if you don't want to spend, if you don't want to spend any money at all, you can try, you know, the wealth of different therapeutic options that Chinese medicine has to offer.
So thank you so much thank you for bringing this to us, and I look forward to the next time that we get to talk. Mm-hmm. In the meantime, folks, you consider getting the book and extending the conversation by going to theeasternphilosophy.com. Thank you for tuning in to Strategies for Living. We appreciate you being here with us, and we appreciate our sponsors making it possible. The Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners and Pintail Roofing and Learning RX and the Balanced Life Wellness Center and Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather, Alligator Italian Sausage. If today were the last day of your life, you only had one more phone call that you could make, who would you call? What would you say? And why are you waiting? Make the call. For Nina Chang and for Lauren Leon McMillan, I'm David McMillan. See you next time, right here at Strategies for Living.